Getting a GED is tough, and it's even tougher when you can't find a place to take the test. Jasmine Afrikawala works for the Dallas Public Library, and she says there's not enough room or staff for all the people who want to take the test.
There's a huge problem in this area, especially trying to get students into a testing location. And there's an even bigger problem with trying to get Spanish-speaking students into a testing location to take the test in Spanish.
That's where the switch to digital will help.
With the test going to the computer, it's not necessarily dependent on the personnel because they can go and get on the computer and literally just click in Espanol and be able to take the test on the computer.
Texas is joining 39 other states that offer computer-based tests from a company called GED Testing Services. Deborah Davis runs a testing center in the Louisville School District. Here's what really worries her. Under the new rules, desks have to be spaced 4 feet apart.
We will not be able to test as many people as we have in the past. We've could test paper-wise maybe up to 60 people. And now it looks like we're going to only be able to do 15.
Davis says her center may have to offer the test twice a month instead of once, but that still might not be enough. The nearest testing site in Carrollton recently closed, and she's been swamped.
We're getting people as far as Irving and Fort Worth and South Dallas. I mean, it's just insane because they can't find a testing center. You know, it's harder and harder to find spots.
On Thursday, the Texas Board of Education made some changes to ease the transition from paper to computer. The final vote's in September. Among the changes, allow more places to offer the test. And there's another hurdle for students. Taking all 5 parts of the new test will cost $135 versus around $90 now. That worries board chairman Tom Maynard.
For the most part, most people who are taking a high school equivalency test of some kind are generally folks that don't have a lot of disposable income. And they're just at that stage in their life when they probably don't. So that is a concern.
Some board members also talked about Texas breaking away from the GED.
I don't think any of us really benefit from a monopoly. And I think that at some point that I think that it would be prudent for us to allow free market forces to kind of drive a lot of this.
And that could mean the state going with a rival company or even creating its own test. Stella Chavez, KERA News.